CL.
4ZLK.
Okay, good afternoon. K4WCL, how you doing?
I just ran a load to the dump and headed back home. Just pulled in the neighborhood. How are you guys doing?
It's a very short trip for you there. All of about a mile and a half, maybe. Doing good. Much to my dismay, Lori wanted to go down to Easley to do some shopping today. But we're back in Pickens now. She just had to run in the liquidator store. I thought it would be best if I sat in the truck.
We're the one that liked to go into that store.
Ooh, but not like every day like she does. I actually went in there yesterday and I did buy an LG soundbar. And it sounds pretty good. I was very happy with the purchase. Looks like Walmart sells it for around $300, and I got it for $68.
Typical car carrier, or you know, a two-bike car carrier that fit our car, and a monitor for my shack back, you know, in the back room there. And then I've checked it a few other times that I've been down there, and there's been nothing that I was interested in. So it's been a little while since I've seen anything.
Really good deals on some 24 and then 27-inch monitors. I think I saw a 27 in there for like $40. You know, the best day to go is Friday when she's got the 60% off their already discounted price. You know, because they usually restock Friday night and have a bunch of new junk on Saturday.
I have been in there before on a Friday, but I can't hit it every Friday. Or most Fridays, because I'm usually working. But anyway, more good news on the baby. They're looking at pulling the feed line out of her and taking the catheter out of her and letting her bladder close up here and probably over the weekend sometime. And as soon as she will just, I think they're waiting on the feed line. They're taking the catheter out. But as soon as she is able to nurse for 24 hours, they're going to let her go home.
I thought they already took the catheter out. I thought all that was working fine now. Did I misread your daughter-in-law's post?
Yeah, they did a test on it to make sure everything was working, and they were satisfied it was, but they left it in there just in case for another day or two. I think they did the test a couple days ago. But with the intention of, if everything looked good, they would be taking it out. They just haven't done it yet.
Tucking breast milk into her stomach yet? I know that was a big step.
Slowly. They did have it down straight into her intestines, and she was tolerating that for several days. So now they've moved it up to her stomach, and they're trying out, starting out slowly again. And looks like it's working. I don't know how long they're going to do that before, but they're letting her nurse too, and she's not nursing very long. She usually latches on and then falls asleep pretty quickly.
Very, very positive thing. So just the fact that, you know, 2 weeks ago it was pretty touch and go, and then you're saying she may be going home in a couple of days, that's a miracle.
I'm thinking it's probably going to be at least another week, but I mean, things have just been improving daily, so who knows? It would be nice. I know they're ready to get out of there.
I can only imagine going home and getting into a normal routine will be good for everybody. So, okay, well, hopefully everything goes well this week, and you know, you'll be showing us pictures of them bringing a new baby with balloons on the mailbox and the front door all decorated with welcome home, Isla.
Positive that some of the girls will probably do something like that for them. And yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I know Ada's looking forward to getting back home with her parents. She's been with us for 4 weeks now. And while, of course, there's nothing like being with your grandparents. I'm sure it's not the same as being home, but she's been really good. It's been a lot of fun.
I would imagine, you know, hanging out with the grandparents, she probably gets ice cream for breakfast.
But we have taken her out for ice cream probably more than she's used to. But I tell you what, that girl can put some food away. 3 years old, we're having to almost double up on our grocery bill. It's crazy.
Our two older grandkids, 5, and the littler one will be 3. Right in the middle of March, so he's just about 3. Neither one of them are big eaters, but man, that little one, you know, she'll be a year next month. That little girl could put some food away. Holy cow. She's getting to be quite the little chunky monkey, too.
You have to watch out for her. Ada is, she's a solid little girl. When you pick her up, she's solid. She lets you know she's in your arms.
Managing, you know, the care for her when y'all are working, or maybe Beth is taking a leave, or does she go to daycare for a few hours?
First week after the birth, Nadine's dad flew in from Texas, and he stayed at their apartment. So Beth works Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and we had one of our daughters stayed over Tuesday night, and then after Ada woke up, she drove her into town and dropped her off at with her pop. And then when Beth got off work, she met him and met him at the hospital and brought her home. And then Michaela, both our daughters, Gabrielle and Michaela, helped out a couple of weeks. And then Beth took this week off, this past week. So I guess, I'm assuming she's going to take off next week, or we're not sure, you know, when they're coming home. So that's how we've worked it out. Somebody's been able to take care of her or be here with her, you know, for a little bit. And then Beth just stayed home this week.
You know, she'd probably look pretty cool sitting in the right passenger seat of a big brown tractor.
Do that, but they kind of frown on that. I was hoping, you know, when I was in package that during Christmas time, or even Beth, because some of the drivers had their wives do it, but the kids all had jobs by the time. You had to be 18 in order to do it, and they started working at 15, 16 years old, so by the time they turned 18, they were too busy, already had jobs of their own.
What a cute picture that would be, her with a little brown hat on with the emblem and sitting in front of the passenger seat with a big smile on her face. Could be the next ad campaign for Big Brown.
Yeah, and then I could also see myself losing a job over that, too. They wouldn't take to that very well. They've had guys that will, you know, make videos, social media videos, in their uniform sitting in the truck, and as soon as they start getting popular, they'll get a letter from a lawyer saying you need to take the videos down and stop doing this. So they don't look too highly on it for some reason, any kind of media like that, or making it look like you're not working, that kind of thing.
Kind of get it, you know. They don't want exposure. Some people might find whatever the topic of the video is to be offensive, and you know how corporate America is. They're CYA all the time. But anyway, guess who came out of the, you know, we call the liquidator store, we call it the junk store. Guess who came out of the junk store empty-handed?
Lori. I hope that's who it is.
The person that came out of that store since I'm sitting right here in front of the store. She's the only person that's come out empty-handed, so I guess there were no deals to be found today. So anyway, I would imagine you're sitting in the driveway there, probably got things to do. Don't let me hold you up. I just got a 20-minute ride back to the house.
I'm here, Beth's inside with Ada. I'll let you go. I'll say hello to Lori. I know she didn't get on the radio, but at least she can hear me say hello. I'm assuming she's in the truck with you.
The mic, and she said, I don't want to talk. So Don't feel bad. It's not you. That's the way she is with everybody. Anyway, all right, Shane. I'll let you go. Appreciate the update. Always enjoy hearing good news and, you know, keep us posted. For a while there, when you weren't posting every day, you know, I took it either that's really good news or really bad news, but now that it's kind of been a trend to really good news, if I don't see anything for a couple days, I'll just assume everything's moving full speed ahead.
You get busy and waiting on the kids to tell us news, and then, you know, I don't want to be a bother, but I do like to, I do appreciate everybody reaching out down there, so it's been amazing just how many people have taken the time to stop and pray or let me know they're praying and just, you know, giving me words of encouragement, letting the family know. I mean, it's just been, it's been amazing. But anyway, I guess, well, anyway, I just appreciate it. I'll let you go. You and Lori have a good day, and I'm sure maybe I'll be able to talk to you tonight on the HF. Be careful going home. K4WCL, N4ZLK.
Tonight, and for anybody that's listening locally here in upstate South Carolina, don't have a set frequency, but we're usually somewhere plus or minus 30 kilohertz of 3825. If anybody wants to join in and just rag chew, we call it the 807 net, but it's not a net. We have no net control, no topic, just a free-for-all. Yeah, I hope you hear you in there. And you know what, Shane? I think it was Tony, W4TMD, nicknamed our big group. You know, most of us are from the Lanier Club, the Ham Fam. But we all kind of like a ham. We all kind of like a family, you know. We're all helping each other and concerned about each other. And, you know, Steve, I don't know if you know Steve. He gets on the 807 net occasionally. K4SDM. And his wife, Cindy, got diagnosed with breast cancer a couple weeks ago, and I'm really concerned and praying for them, you know, only, well, not only because, but, you know, it really hit home because, you know, Lori went through that a couple years ago. So I'm hoping everything goes well for him. Anyway, 7-3, we're just going past Haygood Mill here, so making good time on the wet, windy roads, K4WCL.
Yeah, with Steve. I've been praying for him. And I also invited Patrick. I told him last week, I don't think he was around, but I mentioned to him about it. He told me to let him know what frequency and when, so I'll send him a text again or call him tonight when I figure out where you guys are. Be careful going home. We'll talk to you later. N4ZLK.
Sure, I've got his phone number now. He and I were chatting during Helene about a couple different topics. So if I forget, that'd be great if you did it. Love to hear Patrick in there. 7-3, K4WCL.
The boys are out in the wet, wet, windy, cold, crummy weather. IWW4JET.
Where you been hiding? Matthew, I haven't talked to you in 3 weeks on any repeater. But I guess you're home and warm and pickings. And yeah, I'm coming up 178. It's just kind of drizzling right now, but we're down easily, and it was raining pretty hard.
Bunch of showers coming through on and off. I just lit up the fire in the fireplace, and we're inside for the night. Had a runabout to get a few things done, too, as well as a visit with my daughter and her. And my godson as well, her son. We were over at the Piggins Country Club and that Tavern 53 restaurant. I don't know if you've seen it or heard of it. Pretty good. Hey, Shane, by the way, if you're still listening, got to talk to you some more when I get a chance too. But yeah, so just got back in from that, John.
Country Club is down off of Highway 8 south of Piggins, correct?
Is correct, and it's new, it's nice inside. They're doing a big renovation on that golf course, as well as they got a nice beautiful pool and a clubhouse now and stuff, so I'm trying to make a restaurant go out of it. So it's kind of what the Rock Doc should be maybe taking a lesson from. I don't know.
Used to be. Do you remember when The Rock had a pool out back?
Saw where it used to be. I never did see the pool, no. But cause it's kind of obvious there was one there at one time.
Pool had tennis courts, too. Down there just below the clubhouse, you know. I don't know if you've driven through there now. That's where Anthony keeps his sand and his dirt. And now he has got the most incredible collection of, and I don't mean like little rocks, I'm talking boulders. He's got easily 20 dump truck loads worth of boulders all over the parking lot where the tennis court used to be. Not really sure what he's got them for. I don't know if you know this too, but the bridge washed out again. Did you know that?
I didn't know that. Geez, sorry to hear that. That's annoying. Was that just last week?
Yeah, when we came up Thursday night, there was a bunch of cones and barriers, and the other side of the bridge, where the bridge connects to the road, washed out, only half of it. And I'm surprised he didn't dig all that up and put that big rock in there and then backfill it. He only did the side that caved in. But now it makes you kind of scared to drive over that bridge to be the, you know, the next person that gets to tell Anthony. Finding out the hard way there when the front end of your car is, you know, pointed at a 45-degree angle into the creek.
That doesn't sound too fun either. I hope we get that resolved fairly quick. I guess that's part of what some, I don't know.
You know, they use on the golf course, you know, they mix it with seed, and they put the little containers on the golf carts. You know, as an ex-bad golfer, you know, you're supposed to repair your divots when you golf. A lot of people don't. A lot of times I forget, because if I spent my golfing time filling divots, that's all I'd be doing is filling divots. As horrible as a golfer as I was. But, man, it's starting to rain hard here all of a sudden. We're just about up to the four-way stop.
It's an ugly day, there's no doubt. Yeah, I'm not real good at the golf thing. Besides, I got rotator cuff issues, so that doesn't go well with it. But that being said, you know, I could see the sand being used for the sand traps, I guess, as well, too. What's he doing with the boulders? That's interesting.
I've been on the course, but over, let's see, at the 17th green, there's like a man-made dam there, and it collapsed, and then he took a lot of those boulders and he kind of rebuilt the dam, so there's a lake there on the back side of 17. So he did some stuff with that, and I don't know what he's doing with all the boulders. You know, I go in spurts. I'll see Anthony a bunch of times and chat with him, get all the good gossip, what he's been doing. And then I don't run into him for a year, and I'm sort of in that period of a year where I don't run into him. I did see him the other day. It was last Friday, as a matter of fact. And he got a new truck. He used to have a white one. Now he's got a black one. But it took me a second to figure out that there was some maniac driving on the golf course in a pickup truck in the rain. And I said to Lori, I said, if Anthony ever saw that, he'd kill that person. And then we realized that's who it was. And he drove over one of the bridges. You know, those bridges are wooden. I wouldn't drive. You know, sometimes I'm nervous driving a golf cart over them. And he takes a 4,000-plus ton truck and drove over it. But anyway, never a dull moment up here at The Rock.
Apparently, any news on, they got to try to get that venue opened up again? Or are they just giving up on it, or what?
Like I said, I haven't talked to Anthony, and I did not go to the POA meeting 2 weeks ago, which is separate from the Property Owners Association. You know, that's all Anthony. But he is now on our board, our Property Owner Association board. So I don't know what's going on, man. Like I said, it would be very nice to have the restaurant back open, because I would say about every other Sunday, Lori and I would ride down there and have lunch before we left on Sunday. You know, it was very convenient, especially when they had the little buffet line. You know, you could walk in there, go get your food, you know, 20, 30 minutes to eat, and we could be back at the house in, you know, less than 40 minutes, and then get on with the rest of the process of coming home. And, you know, we don't ever go out on Sunday now because it just takes too much time to drive down to Pickens.
Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah, you know, they could be. It could be such a good little spot. I mean, you know, as a prime example of that, you know, the Jocassee Brewery down as you go down Highway 11, you pass it on your way out, and then he's built that place up nicely. I mean, he's got something going all the time down there. I know it's all based on food trucks and stuff, but he brings in the entertainment, and he's got the cocktails and the drinks and stuff, and he does a decent job, and he's seems to be getting a nice crowd in there, and something like that could be done. This guy's got a great building sitting right there, and it's not being used. It's a shame.
Sure, and we've drive past that brewery. Even on a Thursday night, they're pretty busy, but when we used to come up on Friday night, holy cow, that place was packed. So, anyway, well, I'm going up the mountain here. I'll go ahead and sign with you. Get inside, and like you, we're going to be in for the night. I have no good reason to go outdoors except to watch the dogs pee, but I doubt I'll even be walking them. That's the beauty of being up here. I can just go out with them. I can give them the command, go potty. Glad you jumped in there. I'm glad you're doing good. Be a stranger. WW4JET, K4WCL. 7-3, Matthew.
I'm very good. Yeah, good talking to you as well. I'm glad all is well. Have a good afternoon and evening. And, yeah, maybe I'll catch you on the net tonight. Supposed to get a little windy, supposedly. Hopefully we don't see any real winds because, boy, these trees are all nice and wet. Don't want to see that happen. But enjoy your evening, and we'll catch up with you a little bit later. K4WCL, WW4JET, 73.